is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house today.
We shall be exploring this topic, unlocking the supernatural. Unlocking what? The supernatural. Unlocking the supernatural. From this month, I see somebody really manifesting the supernatural. In your health, the supernatural. In your finances, the supernatural. In your home, the supernatural. In your academics, the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8. And we're going to read verse 18. We're going to read it together. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah is in the Old Testament. And chapter 8 is after chapter 7. Hallelujah. If you are there, say amen. Now let's read it together. One, two, go. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 17. Exodus chapter 4, and verse number 17. Praise the Lord. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Now let's read it together. One, two, go. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. The Lord bless that word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Of course, we know that that rod that you do signs with is not a wooden stick. No, that rod is Jesus in picture. How many of us know that? Praise the living Jesus. So a rod shall come forth from the stem of Jesse. And that rod is the word of God. Because in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Praise the living Jesus. You will do signs. You will do wonders. In the mighty name of Jesus. People of God, God's word is the spiritual mirror that reveals our actual worth. God's word is the spiritual mirror that reveals our actual worth. James chapter 1, verse 23 to 25. James 1, 23 to 25. The picture of our true nature is discovered from the scriptures. If you can catch your picture from the scripture, you are on your way to manifesting the true picture that God has given unto you. But if you can't catch it, any other thing will look like it. And whatever looks like it that you embrace, that's what will manifest. Irrespective of what is happening around you or what has happened around you, your true picture is in the scriptures. If you are, come and see her here. And if you are able to catch it, that's a major step to fulfilling what God has said about you. Somebody will fulfill destiny. If that is you, let your amen show it. Now, the question is, who am I? Who am I? We're just going to look at some few things today, and I trust God, the Holy Spirit will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Who am I? Number one, I am redeemed, a spiritual eagle, to soar where others sweat. I'm redeemed what? A spiritual eagle, to soar where others sweat. Among all the birds in the world, God identified himself as an eagle. That means there must be something very, very spectacular about that bird, eagle. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 9. All 2 to 14. Deuteronomy 32, 9 to 14. Deuteronomy 32, 9 to 14. He said, for the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the Lord of his inheritance. Verse 10. He said, he found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him and he kept him as the apple of his eye. 11. He said, let's read 11 together. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings, as an eagle, as an eagle. So God, the Father, is the mother eagle. Every believer is meant to be an eagle. How do I know? Because the law of creation says, like begets like. Dog can only give birth to, goat can only give birth to, lion can only give birth to, and God will give birth to who? Praise the living Jesus. So if God will give birth to God, and God says, I'm an eagle, then you are an eagle. Praise the living Jesus. I see your life changing today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to this. Other birds fly, but the natural eagles soar above other birds. Doesn't struggle, but just soar above all of them. From this moment, your struggling is coming to an end. I say your struggling is coming to an end. I believe this is the connecting link. It said, we are raised together in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 6. And made to sit together. And now connected to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. In heavenly places, far above. So you are far above witches, you are far above wizards, you are far above principalities, you are far above powers. You are far above all the evil forces flying day and night because you are an eagle. Praise the living Jesus. An eagle right up there is just looking at all the small, small birds struggling with the tide. But an eagle is right there rising, riding the wind. Praise the living Jesus. From this moment, no storm will disturb your movement again. You are going higher and higher. In the mighty name of Jesus. Other birds struggle, but eagles soar. Praise the living Jesus. Eagles ride the wind to great heights in majesty. So you, as spiritual eagle, you are not to struggle against the wind or against the storms of life. You are to ride them majestically to greatness. Lift up your right hand. There's a word for somebody here. Hallelujah. I say to you today, every storm of your life now will lead you to greatness. In the mighty name of Jesus. How many of us can link in right now? God told us earlier in this service that what the enemy programmed against you shall turn to your good. In the mighty name of Jesus. So what was put together to destroy you will actually lift you and place you above there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Someone told a story of a horse or a pony or whatever inside that was thrown inside a well. And they wanted to bury the horse alive right inside the well. And they pour sand on the... As they pour the heap of sand, the horse will shake and clamp. They pour another one. To shake itself. They thought, we will destroy this horse. We must bury this horse inside this well. Pour another one. They didn't know. Pour another one. Before they knew what was happening, the horse was out. What was meant to kill the horse actually saved the horse. I said to you today, what was meant to kill you, we actually lift you to greatness. in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to this. That's how you should see storms. God did not promise us that there won't be storms. But with any storm that comes your way, because you are an eagle, you are not to be afraid, but to ride that storm to greatness. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you are, come and say, I hear. Somebody's story has changed already. Is that you? Come on, say, that's me. Who am I? Number two, I'm redeemed to operate in the realm of unlimited possibilities. I am redeemed to operate in the realm of unlimited possibilities. I am redeemed to operate in the realm of unlimited possibilities. In John chapter 14, verse number 12, John 14, verse 12, Jesus said, everyone, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he said, the works that I do, shall he do also. He said, greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. Do I have a believer in the house? Today, the Lord is launching you into the realm of unlimited possibilities. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. There is nothing impossible when a miracle can happen. There's nothing called impossibility when a miracle can what? Somebody has been told that, oh, there's no cure for this sickness. There's no cure for this disease. But a miracle can happen. And when that miracle happens, that means whatever you are told has become a misnomer. Praise the living Jesus. Do I have somebody who has received a negative report, whether from a lawyer or from a doctor, here today? Just lift up your right hand. I say to you today, that report is turned around for your good. Because that report is used to work out your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 13. Why? Because I know who I am. I know who I am. That's why somebody like Apostle Paul could do certain things that you can only imagine it. Praise the living Jesus. Somebody's life is changing. And I believe that is you. But let's note this. To flow in the supernatural, we must build a robust spirit. A what? Robust spirit. A robust spirit. A robust spirit. A robust spirit is a heavy and buoyant spirit. A robust spirit is a spirit that is alive. And please take note of this again. We can build our spirit largely by the word of God. Largely by revelation drawn from the word of God. Acts chapter 20 and verse number 32. Acts 20, 32. The Bible says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. Somebody is being built up today. If you are that person, let your amen show it. For instance, Apostle Paul talked about for the abundance of revelation that was given unto me. And Apostle Paul was a man that nobody can ignore. Even if you don't agree with him, you can't ignore him. I said to somebody today, even if they don't agree with you, in your office, wherever you are, nobody will be able to ignore you. God will make you too important to be ignored. Is that you? Let your amen show. Daniel said in Daniel chapter 1, verse number 8, very popular scripture. He said, I will not defile myself with the king's meat. He proposed in his heart. And I believe the three other Hebrew boys, I believe they joined him. And because they joined him, they manifested, even in a strange land. Daniel chapter 3. If you start reading from verse 16 or through verse 30, the Bible says in verse 30, they were promoted. That's the three Hebrew boys. Meshach, you know them. Praise the living Jesus. They were promoted. Ha, who is next to be promoted now? Even in this strange land, I believe, you shall be lifted. You shall be promoted. In the name of Jesus. Not because you are qualified. No. No. Not because you merit it. No. Not because you deserve it. No. But because God has proposed it. It shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 10 to 28. You will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said, Apostle Paul knew who he was. Galatians chapter 1 verse number 15 to 16. He said, I was separated from my mother's womb. I was separated. I'm not in doubt. I was separated. And he emerged as one of the greatest apostles of Christ that ever lived. You are the next one. I say 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 you are the next one. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, say, I'm redeemed. As a spiritual eagle. So the implication of that is that any challenge that comes your way, you look at it as far, you are far above it. You look down on the challenge. Don't allow the challenge to come and overwhelm you. Look down on the challenge and God will put you over that challenge. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, say, I'm redeemed into the realm of all possibilities. I am redeemed into the realm of unlimited possibilities. From now, nothing shall be impossible to you again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say a big amen if you believe it. Now, this is how to manifest. It's how to manifest. I saw something. A king, instead of seeking counsel from God, decided to go to seek counsel from a demon. And the angel of God came to the prophet Elijah. He said, is it because there is no God in Israel? That's why this man is doing this way. Tell him that sickness, he will not come out of that sickness. He will die. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. Chapter 1. Now, the king, why should a man say that kind of thing? Then who is the man? Say, the man is a hearing man. Da, da, da. Oh, I know him. That's Elijah. That's Elijah. In case somebody did not know what led to somebody calling down fire. And okay, the king said, okay, I will send the captain of 50 and the 50 to go and get it for me. The captain and the 50 get that. Man of God, come down. He didn't shake at all. Why? He knew who he was. No shaking, no fear. If, as a matter of fact, he didn't pray. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume you and your 50. And it happened exactly. And secondly, okay, send another 50 and the captain. He went there. He said, if I be a man of God, the same way, the third, look, that one was very wise. Excuse me, sir. They sent me. Actually, we can dialogue. We can discuss this thing over. I don't want to go the way of the other. What am I trying to draw out here? Somebody knew who he was. He did not shake. It did not shake at all. And he got victory. Do you know? According to Jesus Christ, Matthew 11, 11, you are greater. Do you know? And the one that you are greater than did not shake in face of challenges. You want to hear another one? Elisha. They sent troops to go and bring them. 2 Kings chapter 6. And he didn't. I mean, he didn't move any. It was a boy that was. I believe that was Gehazi. Maybe. Or maybe some other person. And said, what is happening? He said, no. God, open his eyes. Open his eyes so that he can see. And when God opened his eyes, he saw they that were for us, they are more than they that are against us. They that are for you, they are more than those that are against you. In the mighty name of Jesus.